Well, I'm in Slough this morning where, thanks to Comic Relief, a project has been set up with volunteers going out to care homes, really listening and watching what's going on and then acting as an advocate for people who are there. I've been hearing some shameful stories. Next to me is Tracy Morgan from Age Concern. I mean, just give us an idea of the kind of people that you're coming into contact with.
Well, one example is Derek, who we actually helped to move from a mental health institution. He was misdiagnosed, was British, had been living abroad, was sent back here. His wife couldn't cope with him, misdiagnosed as having mental health problems and was put in an institution. Actually, he was an alcoholic, but that wasn't picked up at all. And the first we came across was actually a volunteer who was actually in the home dealing with a different case and could hear this man shouting, calling out for help, and nobody was really taking much notice. So as she became more involved, the staff were saying, you know, this person's just, he's angry, he's frustrated, he's difficult. And as it turns out, it took many, many months with Sally, our residential advocacy, and the volunteers working with the professionals. And in the end, we insisted that one of the health professionals, psychiatric doctor, came out and carried out an assessment. And within a few minutes, Sally, I think this man was actually saying, the doctor was saying, this man does not lack capacity. It took a long time, but we did actually manage to get this man moved back into the community, into sheltered housing, where he came in and saw us at a lunch club and just did his own thing. But it was just quite shocking to see how he was in this home. And if it wasn't for the intervention, if he hadn't happened to be there for a different case, he'd still be there now.
Another case we've got is a lady who's got multiple sclerosis. Was on a ward in a home for 8 years, really not getting the help she needed, not being stimulated.
And how old was she?
48.
And that was in a home for older people?
Yeah. So she, although this particular ward is for people with major disabilities like this, but it wasn't, because she wasn't a difficult lady, she wasn't throwing a thing. She just was very compliant and therefore she didn't make a fuss. But it was with the advocacy going in, the volunteers noting this, that we actually saw this. Subsequently, we've found a home for her out of the area, but it does deal with people with multiple sclerosis. There she's going to settle. She's got many years, hopefully, ahead of her, and she can have a good life. But she would have just vegetated where she was. There was nothing stimulating her at all.
So you deal with major sort of issues and cases like that. Sometimes volunteers notice a tiny thing, but it's a tiny thing which will make all the difference. You know, for instance, earlier on today I met Hilda, and Hilda's 96. And until a year ago, she was living on her own, living very sort of independently, was very distressed when she came into the care home, even though it was a really good care home. But there was one thing that made a huge difference to her.
And with Hilda, it was actually, she was going to leave her little dog, he's now 11, she'd had him since he was a real puppy. And it is her life, and to think that not only was she leaving her home, but that she may have to be parted from her dog. And what was really lovely in this case was eventually the volunteers and the people worked with her to say, this is going to be important. If she's going to settle, she'll settle if she has her dog with her. And that's a really lovely story. But it does need volunteers sometimes to actually notice those things, because everyone's so busy doing their job. And a volunteer has a bigger scope to look at it holistically to make sure it needs.
And then someone I met earlier on, and we'll just have a quick listen now. She is 90, blind, and her first experience of a care home was not good.
It was mixed home, and if you wanted to go to the toilet, you rang a bell and had to wait for them to come. They took you to a toilet which hadn't been cleaned, washed or anything else because it was still wet. And you had to sit there, do whatever you had to do, buzz and wait for them to come for you. And the toilet was never wiped. You were never given paper to wipe yourself with. You just take them back to where you were sat before. And then when it came to meal time, they took you in and sat you at the table. But if somebody passed and they'd got a piece of meat that they liked on your plate, they just picked it up and ate it so that you didn't have it at all. Somebody else had it. And I suppose that's where I lost all my weight. And
So it's a different story here.
You can't compare the two homes. You'll never find another home like this one. Never. And as I say, if it hadn't been for Jenny and my daughter, I wouldn't be here today. They literally taught me how to walk. I was in a very bad state and I was covered in sores from what I can gather. Well, I couldn't see, so I just had to take their word, you know? It's very awkward when you're blind. People expect such a lot of you when you can't do it as much as you want to. Do you see what I mean? Mm.